Hey there, if you're listening to this and you support us on Patreon, you can hear it via the Patreon page ad-free.
Hello, Chicago!
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and this week is not like all the other weeks. We have our holiday crate-digging expert, Andy Surzan, with us. It's the holiday spectacular. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. This is one of our most popular episodes every year, and it's thanks to the care and consideration of our old friend, Andy Surzan.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Andy works for Jam Productions, concert promoter based in Chicago, does a lot of stuff throughout the Midwest, but his first love is finding lesser-known Christmas music to share with everyone at this time of year. Every year, Andy makes a themed mixtape of related finds, and we are always lucky to have him share it with you, our listeners. Andy, it is so good to see you. Welcome back to Sound Opinions.
Thank you for having me back, guys.
You've been doing this for decades, Andy. How do you come up with an idea each year? Because each year has its own
theme,
and you've got a new one for this year. When do you start thinking about that, and how do you come up with it?
Well, the short version of the backstory is I'm of a certain age in a vinyl collector parlance, and maybe about 50 years ago I started collecting vinyl records because that was the primary format at that ancient time and place.
So, yeah, it's true.
And I never stopped. So I literally have, you know, thousands and thousands of 45, 78s, LPs. About 35 years ago, I was in Kansas City doing a show, and I heard about this, like, really crazy old vinyl record shop, dusty place back in the day when those used to be kind of all over the place. And in the middle of the sound check, I took off and went over to the shop, and I found a 45 that looked really strange to me. And it was, it ended up being a 45 by this artist named Mary White. I had no idea who that was, but the song was called Rudolph Pouts. And I was like, that just sounds ridiculous. What is this?
And it's one of your all-time classics. It has become.
Yeah, I mean, it's just undeniable. And so I bought it. You know, it was like a buck or 50 cents or something. And I got home and listened to it, and I was like, oh my God, this is just insane. I love this because I like Christmas anyway. Most people. I reconned out that this was actually called a song poem.
All right, Andy, before we get a second further into this show, what is a song poem?
A song poem is a poem that an individual has written via solicitation from some newsprint, media, Popular Mechanics magazine in the back. Send us your lyrics. We'll turn it into a song, and superstardom will shortly follow. and they'd make a 45 for this person, mail it back to him, and that was pretty much the start and end of their music careers. They basically insinuated that by writing the lyrics, you were the it was your baby. Right. So that right. no one ever took credit for the actual background music. It was all like, you know, studio hacks and whatnot.
Imagine what that, if only we had a little video of like 20 minutes in one of those studios, what was those hired musicians' day like?
Well, they would just literally roll out like probably 30, 40 of them a day.
Yeah.
Sometimes they didn't even really write music for them. They just jammed around and stuff. And then someone else sang, made up lyrics. Or no, the lyrics were there. They would either read them or try to turn them into something melodic or whatever. The further it went off of something that sounded like, you know, innocuous and whatnot, the more interested I was in them, because some of them are just so insane that the lyrics make no sense with the music. The music is, you know, just it's a collision of, and it's a sad thing too in a way, because these people thought they were really getting into starting their career in music.
The music biz.
some guys from LA want to make me a star.
You know, what it reminds me of, Andy, is that, you know, when you haven't had enough sleep, you've been up for like, you know, 48 hours. And you're just kind of this giddy, weird feeling. And these guys are bored out of their minds. And they're probably just going, let's just go further out just to keep ourselves from falling asleep here. You know,
or they're amusing themselves.
Yeah, they were having fun with it. And that's what I think you're getting at, is that these people were trying to make something out of nothing.
Well, I would say these guys were trying to just take their money. So.
Well, yeah, but I mean, at the same time, they were trying to amuse, you know, keep themselves amused, right?
Yeah, occasionally the instrumentals backgrounds are pretty spectacular. It just depended, but they never matched the songs really. You could just tell these guys were okay, next, but you know, again, like any kind of music, if you spend enough time drilling down on it, you're going to find out, you know, what's really interesting about that genre, whether it's like old blues recordings or old jazz or rock. And this is just one of those things where, since I was already kind of making Christmas music or Christmas mixes, I sort of started digging into it. And once I got in there, I was like, oh my God, this is
now,
like,
so you're going through every town you go to on vacation, for work, you know the dustiest record shop, right? Sometimes collections, right? Where in particular, song poems have got to be even harder to find than rare 45s?
Extremely hard to find, and they are rare 45s by definition. Mm. Some of them probably were only maybe 50 copies made and sent to the person that sent in the lyrics. That's all they got, you know, out of the whole deal, and they probably have 48 of them left in their personal collection. Gave two to a cousin or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're impossible to find. But you know, over the years, I've managed to put like one or two on each mix. And this year, I was just, you know, you guys know, we normally the mixes are like a compilation of all sorts of different genres. This year, and then I started doing that special edition thing.
Genres.
We did all jazz one year. All country one year, you know, that kind of thing. Well, this falls into that special edition genre of that I refer to as my mix. And it's the song poems we have made it onto previous editions, and at least half of these have never been publicly aired anywhere.
Excellent. All right. So Andy, as always, you are our most prepared guest. Another way of saying, Greg and I never turn the show over completely to anyone we trust as much as you. So you've come in here loaded for bear, loaded for Christmas bear. Mixed metaphors are part of this genre. So tell us what we're going to hear in this first set, and then we can talk about it a little more afterwards.
Okay. Well, the first set's our tracks that are actually on this year's mix. And the first one is, first track's called The Snowman Song. The poem, it was written by a person by the name of Randall Deanna. And the track after that is called Bright Star Shining in the Sky. And that's like a really far out one. That's like a Cold War Christmas poem that, like, I don't even understand. It only loops into the holidays in a strange way.
But I had made a note to ask you. It's got to be Cold War.
Yeah, it totally is.
Is that a bomb? Is that a satellite? Is that the bright star? Yeah.
Somebody had to get something off their chest for sure. And then we can back announce the other ones. But here's The Snowman Song by Randall Deanna.
I made a little snowman. He was cute as could be. I made him by the window so he could look at me. Next morning when the sun came and he took a little peek, I saw the snowman wink at me as tears ran down his cheek.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
The birth of Jesus, the coming of the Redeemer. When the two great powers will walk hand in hand, side by side, then will all of you be happy. Wake up, forward, youth. Better, a nicer future is waiting for you. People, love each other. Then you also will be loved, and you will be happy as long as you live. Preach the word of God. Make peace with each other. A comet will come toward you in the sky. Oh, preach the word of God. Make peace with each other.
You're listening to the annual Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Serzan.
I'm Santa Claus, and I come here to leave a gift in every home. I bring a guest, a friendly treat, and ringing bells from the high dome. I bring old carols as your songs, with little Jesus clad in rags. I bring Maria in your heart, and heaven's heralds on your ways. I'm Santa Claus. I'm Santa Claus. I'm Santa Claus.
To leave a gift in every home.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
It is easy to understand that so many years ago, on that crisp and starlit night, Joseph and Mary came to that dreary little town, so tired and worn, on Christmas Eve. No one knew there was going to be a little stranger born in a manger on that starlit night. They had such a time trying to find a place where God's Son would be born. People in those days were as evil as today. Do you think, after all these years, there is still no room for the stranger in our lives today? Let us celebrate his birthday by giving that stranger a place in his house, by showing his love. Christ is not that helpless of a stranger in the manger anymore. Won't we ever understand? He is ruler over all our land. Oh, how happy we would be if we would only welcome that stranger, born in a manger, long ago.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Somewhere in the valley, I see the moonlight. It's quiet, cold winter night. Can meet me when the timber grows again. It's time to build a new life early in the spring. I got the green Christmas blues. I've got the green Christmas blues. The mountain, there's a snowfall. The moonlight's frozen in the sky. Our friendship's colder for the moment. Oh, but darling, we know the reason why. I got the green Christmas blues. Got the green Christmas blues. You know, you're the friend I choose. I got the green Christmas blues. The green Christmas blues. You know, you're the friend I choose. I got the green Christmas blues.
That is the first set of Andy Sarzan's song poems, Holiday Spectacular. Andy, give us a little rundown of what we just heard.
Okay, that last track was by Donald J. Nason, and by track I mean he wrote the lyrics, Green Christmas Blues, and it came out on Hallmark 4-track 45. And the interesting thing about that one is there's a note about Rockford with a zip code on it, so that might have been Illinois. Well, it certainly must have been Illinois generated. And Donald's just very upset. He has Green Christmas Blues. had to get it off his chest. Before that, we heard Stranger in the Manger by Beatrice Sierra. That's on MSR, which was by far the largest song poem label. It came out in 1978. And it's really a collision of religion, religion's impact on the holidays, and all sorts of other strange issues that Beatrice
Sierra... Yeah, a little bit of stalker thing happening there, I thought.
It's just the idea that they're referring to the Christ child as the stranger in the manger is just...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then that line about people in those days were as evil as they are today.
Yeah, no.
Just like, whoa, this is some strange...
Can't make
brood.
Room for the stranger. They
had a lot to get off her chest, for sure, on that one. And then before that, we heard I'm Santa Claus by Eugenia Adams, Bright Star Shining in the Sky, and we started the set off with The Snowman Song by Randall Dienna.
Wow, great set, and we got two more coming up. Coming up, more bizarre holiday recordings from the collection of holiday music Magpie, Andy Sarzan. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
And we're back. And this is our annual Holiday Spectacular with music collector Andy Sarzan. Andy, what's the theme of this next set?
Well, it follows the same crazy world of what song poems are all about. This one, first track, is up by a gentleman by the name of Raymond F. Moberly, and he wants to know, what is Christmas? So he called his song, What is Christmas?, his poem, and he goes on to define what it is for him personally. Very interesting. And then after that, we're going to hear one of the all-time classics, Is Santa the Man in the Moon?, which is quite a question. And that is by a fellow by the name of Dick Kent. Now, Dick was probably one of the best actual vocalists on in the song poem world, and he did a bunch of them. There's an interesting level of advanced quality to that particular track, but still, at the end of the day, it is titled "Is Santa the Man in the Moon?" And whoever would, that's a question for the ages, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll back announce the rest. But here is "What Is Christmas" by Raymond F. Moberly, 1977 MSR, one of their LP comps.
Is many images to many people, such as the wreath that adorns the door.
Christmas Eve.
And Christmas is the candlelight gleaming in the window, so very brightly for all to see.
Christmas Eve.
And Christmas is the gaily wrapped gifts beneath the Christmas tree, which brings Christmas
the bubbling laughter, the children singing, and ringing of Christmas carols in the stillness of the night. It brings Christmas to the high excitement in the jingling sound of bells, the bubbling laughter of children singing and ringing of Christmas carols in the stillness of the night. Christmas is many images to many people, such as the wreath that adorns the door. And Christmas is the candlelight gleaming in the window, so very brightly for all to see. Christmas is the gaily wrapped gifts beneath the Christmas tree. Which brings Christmas to the high excitement.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Is Santa the man in the moon? That watches me
all year through.
Who gets the presents and paints the sleigh? So many things to do. Is Santa the man in the moon? That comes when we're asleep. While waiting for dear old Santa, we're in bed
counting sheep.
There's a grin on his face as he peeks through the clouds to see carolers so loud. The jolly old man in the moon. Is Santa the man in the moon?
In the moon.
He watches me say my prayers. He watches me when I talk or pray. He moves me and he cares. If Santa's the man in the moon. Way up in the sky, so high,
in the sky.
Does he float down on a cloud? Through the stars in the sky,
in the sky.
He loves everybody. He hurts when we cry, knows our heartaches and our sighs. He loves to come to
our houses
and look at our tree. If our Santa's the man in the moon, I know he won't forget me.
The Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
I hear old Santa singing and his sleigh bells ringing. Wonder what he's bringing in his reindeer rigging as he speeds away on Christmas Eve. on Christmas Eve.
You're listening to the annual Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Serzan.
Merry Christmas, someone. Merry Christmas, someone.
May God bless you on this very day. May He bring you joy and make you gay. May He keep you by His side. May He tell you what is wrong or right. Merry Christmas, someone somewhere else.
Merry Christmas.
I send my love and wish you happiness. Blessings richly be unfurled. Merry Christmas to this happy world. Merry Christmas, someone somewhere else.
Merry Christmas.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Christmas tree, my Christmas tree, one of God's most beautiful creations to me. Oh, how beautiful thou art, with the angel and the star, my tree. Decorations, I'm ready for a Christmas celebration. Gifts all tied and Santa in his stride. At this Christmas time, I'll say a prayer that joy bells ring. prepared for me the fruits and gifts of my Christmas tree. That's what God has prepared for me. These are the gifts and the fruits that my God has given to me.
Right. Andy, great stuff. What did we just hear?
The last track was My Christmas Tree. The artist is Sue Meadows, and that came out in a 4-track 45 on Hallmark, which was not the Hallmark that we probably all know about, but that was one of the 3 or 4 main song poem labels back in the day. Before that, we heard Merry Christmas Someone by George Kovacs, and that one is like really forlorn. Merry Christmas, anyone.
Sending out an SOS, you know.
I'm not having a great one.
I don't think George is having a good one, no.
Yeah, that's quite amazing. Before that, we heard On Christmas Eve, the artist, author of the poem is Kara Stewart. And I got to do a shout out to a guy named Bob Purse. He lives in the Chicago suburbs, and he's a song poet geek. And I found that one and actually kind of stole it from him. But I'm sure he won't mind because we're playing it on the radio. And
it has more listeners than it ever had the first time.
Yeah, I've never seen the 45. I don't own it, but it's just undeniably great one. So good going, Bob.
Now, you'd mentioned, Andy, the immortal Dick Kent is Santa the Man in the Moon. Having done a couple and doing the vocals himself.
No, Dick is one of the musicians that they would bring in.
Okay.
And he would sit there and he would just knock them out all day long.
Okay, all right.
So there's three components to it. There's who wrote the poem, what musicians, anonymous musicians, played and wrote the music, and then there were certain people that came that were like known to be vocals of from an A level to an F minus, and depending on how much the budget was, they could bring in.
But if you got Dick Kent, you were getting the gold.
If you got
Dick,
you got great. If you got Rod Rogers, you hit a homer out of the park. He's the most famous guy in the whole genre.
Oh, fantastic. If you have a nomination for a great neglected Christmas tune, let us know in our Facebook group or in our Patreon community. But you're going to have to dig super deep to match Andy. Leave us a voice message. We're always happy to hear from you on our website, soundopinions.org. Andy Surzan will play his final set of super obscure holiday song poems after a short break on Sound Opinions. Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported those parents back to their home countries, and kept the kids in the United States? Believe it or not, 6 years later, there are still hundreds of families who have not yet been reunited.
Though we as a community may feel hopeless at times, we recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice.
Since 2018, they've reunited over 100 refugee families ripped apart by the zero-tolerance policy of the previous administration. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family find legal representation, housing, and the counseling they need in order to heal and get back on their feet.
Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you would see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like us and believe that all families belong together, then join us supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today.
You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. That's gum.fm/charity.
You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website, elotrolado.org/volunteer.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we are back. This week, it's our annual holiday spectacular, and our very own Christmas elf, Andy Serzan, is with us again, playing holiday music you won't find anywhere else. Andy, tell us about the song poems we've got queued up for the final set.
Okay, well, there is actually a fairly professionally done American Song Poem Christmas CD that was put out on Bar None Records maybe 20 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. I don't know for sure. This is like extremely well done comp. And if you want to really get a great entry portal into this world, I'm sure it's still available you could purchase it.
Our friends at Bar None are, you know, fine label. Mm-hmm. They just put out that Feelies cover record of Velvet Underground. Yeah. You hear that?
Oh yeah. No, this is a really well done compilation, but as far as I know, it's the only one out there. Mm. And these tracks are going to be about as professionally done as any song poems you'll ever hear. It's the first tune is Santa Came on a Nuclear Missile, which really gets everybody all excited about the holidays of the year. Oh, keep an eye out for him, but look out, he's on a nuclear missile.
We truly have forgotten what a period the Cold War fear of Armageddon was.
Yeah, I mean, that someone went there this heavily and tied it into Christmas is mind-boggling, but that's kind of what makes it amazing. And the track after that is also on this comp. It's called Santa Claus Goes Modern. Also funny, cute, and, you know, well, the music is almost sounds like, you know, it could be really a song, you know, so it just shows the unbelievable variation between if you send in $100 or you send in $500. And of course, this set ends with Rock and Disco Santa Claus by the Sisterhood, who were the in-house female choir for these tracks. But this is a great one. And you, like I said, you could find it out there for sale. So here we go with Santa Came on a Nuclear Missile by Heather Noel.
Like a creature from outer space instead of my favorite teddy bear.
You're listening to the annual Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Serzan.
Santa Claus really took a chance. He forgot his final sleigh. He got himself a flying saucer ship to deliver his gifts this Christmas Day.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
That is set number three from Andy Serzan's Song Poems. What a, you know, enlightening to hear this music spanning the eras. You know, we've got the Cold War, we got disco era, you know, we've got the variety of music underpinning these very heartfelt lyrics shut-ins, weirdos, you know, wanting to get their big break, writing these songs about Christmas. Amazing stuff.
I don't know about you, but I really want to party with the sisterhood.
Yeah.
I want to do a rock and disco party with the sisterhood.
I agree 100%. These sounds like really, I mean, as a soundtrack for Christmas, Andy, I hesitate to say this because there have been so many, but talk about digging deep. I think you've sort of outdone yourself this year with this stuff.
Yeah, I'm definitely at the end of the game almost, I would have to say.
Don't say that.
35 years of doing this. You know,
but you kind of thought when you first discovered Rudolph Pouts that, like, we'll never get better than this. It hasn't gotten better, but it has gotten as good.
Yeah, well, let me just say that is probably my favorite Christmas song of all time.
I know
it is. And hopefully we'll have enough time at the end of the show to play it.
We might be able to squeeze that in.
If it happens, I'll be very happy for Christmas. No, just kidding. But that is absolutely the greatest holiday song ever. In fact, it's the only one I ever realized that a band that actually were really good musicians did a cover version of it.
Mm.
This group called Israfel's Son did like an unbelievable, like, synth-laden, kooky take on it that's almost as good as the original. As far as I know, no one else has ever covered any of these songs. If they did, I would like to hear it anyway.
You might be giving
Send
me a challenge there for my band.
Yeah, right. Okay. Let it rip. Roll tape.
Once again, we couldn't do Christmas without Andy Surzan, Sound Opinion's very own Kris Kringle. Andy, thanks once again for coming back and enlightening us on the holidays.
Well, thanks for having me back, and Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you like these song poems.
I sneaked up past the pole, found Santa in his hole, and Rudolph's pouting by the fire, and Vixen's hanging by a wire. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white with snow. He's lazy, tired, and has been fired. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. The rest are eating snow as by the north winds blow. Old Santa yells to start the show.
Please go to the streaming service of your choice or soundopinions.org to visit Andy Surzan's other Christmas specials, because I know I have, Greg. I put them all on one playlist for the holidays that's about 15 hours long now, because we've been doing Andy for years.
Yeah.
And that's when I know who I really wanted at the party and who I didn't. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, we are going to revisit the interview that we did, Sound Opinions did, with one of the bands of the year, right? Boy Genius.
They own 2023.
And be sure to check out our weekly podcast, only bonus episodes.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program belong solely to Sound Opinions and not necessarily to Columbia College Chicago or our sponsors.
And speaking of sponsors, every week our show reaches hundreds of thousands of curious listeners from around the globe via podcast and on 150 public radio stations nationwide. If you'd like to learn more on how your business or organization can also reach this engaged and educated audience, you can email sponsor@soundopinions.org. That's sponsor@soundopinions.org.
Thanks, as always, to our Patreon supporters. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott.